Let's go straight to the man himself, the Adelaide Crows senior coach, Matty Nix, joins us on the Rush Hour Live here at the Bridgeway. Good evening, Matthew. Welcome.
Good evening, boys. It's great to chat. It's been a long time.
It has, young man. Well, you just finished a bit of a Daniel Craig-type surfing effort today down the beach with your big rig hanging out.
You obviously haven't seen a photo of me of late. I had a poor season.
Matty, I didn't want to say anything.
Oh, you should see Jarz.
Shut up. Now, Matty, let's just straighten up slightly. Season 2021, reflecting on it now as a senior coach, what did you learn about this young team in 2021?
Oh, look, we learned a lot. I mean, we showed glimpses of what we'd like to see consistently performed in the future. We saw the odd occasion where we didn't quite get it right during the year. We probably came off a couple of games where we weren't proud of what we put out there. But I thought as a whole, you know, we saw a young group develop and make some ground on where it is we're trying to get to. So, you know, not a positive year because you find yourself down the bottom, but if we start to look at what we're seeing with some of these younger players and some of the development coming through, then yeah, we're heading in the right direction.
Nixy, we've just recently had the national draft, rookie draft and pre-season draft. Now, I saw Hamish Ogilvie introduce the boys to the group. And one thing we do forget, and we overcomplicate a little bit in his terms, was that these boys, the way he described them, they can just play footy. Now, thank God someone's picked players that can just play footy.
Yeah, I thought that might come back and people might have a bit of raised eyebrows. Cause look, everyone that's on an AFL list can play footy. And you're right, Burn, sometimes we forget that. People are quite critical saying, you know, oh, they're poor at this and they're poor at that. They can play footy. They're there for a reason. I guess what Hamish was saying was the guys we have some great football intelligence. You know, they play in around the footy. They can accumulate. They know the game of football. So, yeah, we brought in guys. We're really confident the group we've brought in are going to make us better in the long term. So, it's a great last week. We had them join the group. We've got our young boys back training now. We've got some guys who have come back in some really good condition, you know, done work in the break. Obviously, COVID helps you with that, but our group have put their heads down and gone to work. So, onwards and upwards from here.
Oh, I love that. You've got to pick good footballers. Don't worry about all this testing stuff, Nixie. Hey, another thing I noticed is that all boys drafted as well. The interesting thing I noticed was they all put others before themselves and they've gone out of their way to help others through the draft. One in particular, I think, organised training groups for others and they all got drafted as well. And that's a really good thing about a young draftee, isn't it?
Well, it shows they prioritise team, you know, which is when we talk about our values as a group and where, you know, where we're looking to get to, then they'll fit in. They'll come in, they'll connect instantly with the group. And that's what we're doing at the moment where, you know, we come back from a break where a lot of our players have been away and you lose some of that connection. You lose some of the things you take for granted towards the end of a season where a team's really humming and everything's, you know, their team defence is connected, their offence flows well. We're working on that now. These young guys that we have brought in have done a lot of work in around, as you mentioned, you know, team first. I've no doubt they'll settle in quickly and we'll get our connection back where it was at the end of last year.
Matty, we know a little bit about Josh Rochelli, Zach Taylor and Jake Soligo. Luke Nankervis, he interests me. Tell us a bit about him.
I thought he might interest you. Well, Luke's an interesting guy, a fantastic footballer, first and foremost. Very much a team player. Luke's got something slightly different, which seems to attract the attention of everyone. He's happy to put it out there that, you know, some of the things he likes away from footy, and I love that. We've all got one of those things we enjoy doing that maybe we don't talk about too often. Luke's happy to put it out there. He's a massive Star Wars man, and he's dedicated because he's shown from his dedication he's able to put quite a mean. I don't know if it's a rat's tail or maybe a Jedi hair punch. I don't know. I haven't had the chance to sit down with him and talk through it, but it shows dedication because he's got it nice and long. He's a ripping kid, and he settled in. The boys have welcomed him with open arms. He's going to be a beauty. I'm sure our members and supporters will love watching him play footy.
Now, Nixie, I have to ask you, and when you say you thought he might interest Bluey, and then for the next comment you made was, he's a fantastic footballer, why did you think Bluey would bring that up?
Tall, athletic.
I thought he must have been a cricketer or something.
I'm not sure if he's rolled the arm over Bluey. I'm not sure. I'll have to find that out.
And you were forced to take him in the pre-season draft too.
Yeah, we were. We had a little bit of intel in that, you know, that there may be other clubs interested, and we didn't want to take a risk. We loved him. We were looking at him in the actual draft itself. We looked to leave that for the rookie, but in the end, we made the decision to look, get on the front foot, make sure that we didn't miss out on him, because, as I said before, we really like the way he goes about his footy, and more importantly, some of the stuff he does off-field as well.
Nixie, our favourite, Tex Walker, a much-loved figure amongst our footy club and also the fan base, went to hell and back, obviously, through that racial vilification situation. He fronted up. He's looking in magnificent condition, and I think he's going to have a very, very good year next year. How's his mindset, and how's he been embraced by his brothers?
Oh, he's been embraced. He's been welcomed back in with open arms. He's, as you said, Jars, he went through really quite a deal. So for him to come back, he was first one back into the club. He was ringing and texting me in the lead-up saying, I can't wait to get back into it. I just want to come back and play footy.
Yeah.
To be back at the moment, he actually doesn't have to be back in the building. Similar to a Sloan and a Laird, these guys have a longer period. They have off due to the RFLCA. Well, Tex wanted to be back in. And the first training session is out there. He's working with Josh Rochelle, talking to him about connection and about the importance of parts of his game. So, as we know, an outstanding leader, an outstanding member of our footy club, and the guys have worked through what they needed to work through, and they've opened their arms up, and he's back in playing his best footy.
Brilliant.
You mentioned Rory Sloan then. Has he put his hand up to be captain again, or is it a touch early?
Well, look, he has. He's put his hand up, and there's obviously some due diligence and things will go through with that. But my theory on the captain is they're the captain until they're told they're not the captain. And Sloan is an outstanding leader of our footy club. So I would expect that's where we end up into next year. But from an announcement point of view, that'll be something we'll sit down. When Rory gets back, he's actually back in tomorrow for his first session. We'll sit down over the coming weeks and talk through that and who he would see as a leader around him.
Nixie, lastly, just your contract. You're out at the end of 2022. A little bit of talk that things might have started already.
Yeah, I look at from a footy club point of view, they've been outstanding with me. We've had our things we've worked through over the last 3 or 4 months, as you know, and we've spoken through those already. So there were things we prioritised, and we put a few things in the background. One of those was a contract and where things were going with me, but we've had open discussion, open dialogue around that now for some time, and hopefully we were able to work through something in the coming month.
Matty, enjoy the rest of the pre-season, pre-Christmas. Thanks for your time, mate, and really appreciate your support this year on the Rush Hour. If you don't know, we're back live next year, mate, 4 till 6, so we're going to have a lot of fun with you next year, Matty.
No, I really enjoy our conversations, and I miss them. It was actually a nice, nervous interview to have tonight, leading into you, blokes. I thought Bluey might have something for me, but he's... Yeah. He's obviously not working that hard yet.
No, they forced me to do that, Nixie. They bullied me into trying to take you off.
Because Nixie can take you off.
Yeah. Can he?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Absolutely. Take care, mate. Have a great Christmas.
Another time.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, done. Right. There he is, Adelaide Crows senior coach, Matty Nixie.